just talk a little bit about your thoughts on, I mean, there's so much new here for the fans, for us, for you. I mean, talk a little bit about what you're kind of stepping into here in 2 days.
I'm excited. You know, it's nice to get out of Florida, get out of spring training, and get up here where, you know, we're going to have our club. Hopefully it'll warm up by Thursday, but we're excited. The players are excited. I think they're ready to go. It'd be nice. We'd like to get on the field, but the weather's not permitting right now, so we're getting our work done in the cages, and everybody's excited about Thursday.
How do you characterize this club? A lot of speed, it looks like, on paper.
Well, we got good pitching on paper, obviously. Our bullpen's pretty solid. You know, we got speed, not burning speed, but we got guys that are going to be aggressive. We've got guys that can hit the home run and or play small ball. Well, you know, it just depends. So we've got a good mixture, a good nucleus, but, you know, a big thing for us is our pitching and defense, and they're real solid.
Talk about these. Describe the things you like the most about him.
Just got a nasty breaking ball. His last couple outings of the spring, he threw real well for us. I'm counting on big things from him Thursday. I think he's the type of pitcher that's going to go out there, keep us in the ball game, give us an opportunity to win. And, you know, if he's got command of his pitches, he's going to be pretty tough.
How did he handle the number five competition basically ending earlier than he thought it would for him?
He was fine. I mean, he seemed fine. He came down to, you know, minor league camp after he got sent out from major league camp. Came down and had a couple tough outings his first innings. Then he settled in, and his last two starts in spring training were very solid. So, you know, the thing with John, he's just got to control his pitches, control the strike zone, and get that breaking ball over. He's pretty tough.
Looking at Dylan G, I mean, there's a guy, you know, just talking about good control, changeup. Talk a little bit about him, because a lot of fans up here might not be aware of him.
Well, the funny thing, I haven't seen him pitch that much, because he was, you know, he pitched a lot of games on the major league side. You know, he's a pleasant surprise. He's coming off of a great season last year. He supposedly had a very good winter ball, and he had a good spring. He's got quality stuff, and, you know, for a guy that possibly, if you think about it, at the beginning of camp, you know, beginning before everything new, if he was even going to be on the Buffalo staff, I mean, he almost made the major league staff. So this kid's he's going in the right direction, and he's going to bring some excitement here.
Ken, it's a different dynamic than we've seen in the past with Cleveland. They tended to, you know, push their young players a lot, but when you have a big market parent, they can go out and do a thing near the end of camp, like a Sheffield. That benefits you from the standpoint of a lot of guys who might make the big league club get pushed down here, and we're going to see a lot of that probably, aren't we?
Well, you know, definitely, you know, the key, these guys, we're here to get these guys ready to help the major league club, obvious. But, you know, when you got veteran leadership at the major league level and you stay healthy at the major league level, it's going to help us here in AAA. You know, if our major league club stays healthy, then we've got a pretty good nucleus here to carry out through the season. So, you know, adding a Sheffield helped our major league club, and it obviously helped our Buffalo team. So, you know, these guys, you know, everybody in there, they want to get to the big leagues. It's no secret. So they're going to play hard to try to get to the major leagues, whether it be in New York or somewhere else.
Were you expecting to get Nick here when Hernandez started anyway? Or
I was expecting to get Nick. I'm kind of excited. I get him opening day instead of waiting 3 or 4 days.
Do you have to just kind of roll with the punches of the weather, you know, up here this time of the year? I mean, are most of the guys just sort of used to it? Or?
Yeah, you're never used to it, I guess, but you just, you know, you just got to deal with it. You know, Mother Nature says it's going to snow and be cold. You deal with it. You know, hopefully, supposedly the forecast for Thursday is supposed to be sunny, so, you know, that's a big thing. You don't want to have a lot of, you know, postponements early in the year, because then it's a lot of doubleheaders you got to make up somewhere down the road. So hopefully the weather will cooperate with us and we can get on the field Thursday.
Ken, who have you identified as your locker room leaders, so to speak, right now?
We haven't really, you know, discussed that. You know, guys like Makoviak, who's been around, Bobby Kilty's been around a while. You know, we've got veteran guys here, and we've also got some young players. But, the mix is good. They work well together, and, you know, we're not going to have anybody with a C on our shirt.
Has Jason Cooper drawn up, like, the maps of this place yet for all the younger guys?
Not that I know of. I mean, I'm sure Coop's probably talked to him a little bit about different places. But, you know, he's said nothing but good things about Buffalo. So I think everybody here is excited.
Is there a benefit to having a guy who can bring some continuity to a new place and a new team like Jason can?
Well, yeah, sure. There always is. I mean, you're always looking to, you know, someone's been familiar with the area. it helps, you know, you can go to someone like that and say, hey, what about this area? When, especially when you're looking for places to live or, you know, good restaurants, stuff like that. So there's no question it helps.
Ken, what is Fernando Martinez's status? Is he here? Is he still in Florida?
He's here. He'll be DHing Thursday. He's DHing, you know, right now with the you know, until his arm's a little better, but, you know, he should be ready to, when we play our first National League game against a National League opponent, he should be ready to play the outfield.
If it wasn't cold, could he throw, could he play, or are you going to keep him DH just because of the cold? Or?
I think it's, you know, it's an organization thing. They want him to go through the throwing program, gradually build up to where he's ready to go. He's making good progress. He's been working hard. And, you know, he can swing the bat and, you know, he can play the outfield. We just got to make sure we don't want to have a setback. He's made a lot of progress and, you know, just keep him going in that right direction. And hopefully he'll be ready to play the field when we play Syracuse.
Can you play any outfield in Florida?
No.
No.
Ken, can you talk about dealing with a guy that's so young, that's moved through the system so quickly, and do you almost take a different approach? Is there kind of a kid glove when you work with somebody like him?
No, he's very mature for his age, and he's very talented. I mean, his talent, you can play the game. So you play the game and produce at the levels, you're going to keep moving up the ladder, and that's what he's done. So he's very mature for his age. He knows how to play the game, and he's exciting.
The mix of players fit the style that you want to play?
Sure, no question. I mean, I've always been a big believer in good pitching and defense, and we have that, and we'll find ways to score. And our offense isn't as bad as maybe people might think. I mean, we'll be fine. We'll score runs, and our defense should be solid, and our pitching is very solid on paper.